lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's stable land. By your grace then I have found, Lord, let my feet on higher ground.
It's a good life. Coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Our present Bible study is in 2 Peter. Remember in 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 4, the Bible says there, For if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell, and delivered them into chains of darkness, to be reserved unto judgment. And we said that a third part of those angels that God had created followed Satan. Revelation chapter 12 verses 3 and 4 says this, And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his heads, and his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. Well, now, of course, we see prophecy involved in these verses, the prophecy that already had taken place. The devil had taken those angels that God had created, one-third of them, and through subtlety and misleading, he had those angels to follow him. And then we see that the dragon stood before the woman. I believe this, of course, is speaking of Israel and Mary, of course, and she was ready to bring forth her child to be delivered, and the devil was there. He was waiting to kill Jesus Christ when he was born. But we know how the account goes in the Word of God, how that Herod tried to kill Christ, how he sent out a decree to kill all those babies that had been born in a certain period of time. We know that failed because Jesus Christ did live. He grew, and the Bible teaches us that some 33 and a half years later, after his birth, he was crucified, buried, and resurrected. He shed his blood on the cross of Calvary for all those who would believe in him and ask him to come into their hearts. Isaiah chapter 14, verses 12 through 15, talks about Lucifer. It says, How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell to the sides of the pit. Of course, as we read those verses, we understand that Satan tried to exalt himself above God. He wanted to be better than God. But the Bible teaches us that there was no one, no living person, no living being, nothing that was created by God, nothing could be greater than God. Nothing could be further from the truth, but, Satan thought he could be lifted up, and he was lifted up with pride, and he thought he was going to be better than God. Then, of course, the result in the future will be, and it says, Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell to the sides of the pit. The devil's days are numbered. And very soon he will be brought down to the pit. He will be in the hell, in the lake of fire. Now in 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 5, it continues on with the thought. Remember, the angels kept not their first estate. They followed Satan, those one-third of the angels. And verse 5 says, And spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly. In these verses, we're seeing how that God cannot stand sin, that sin has to be paid for. And he always has a person, a people, who proclaim righteousness. he'll always have someone that will talk about the Lord. And it says here that there was a preacher. His name was Noah. And it says that he's bringing in righteousness and also bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly. Noah's preaching told the people that judgment was coming, but they didn't believe. There were 8 people saved. Well, notice the example of the flood in that verse, verse 5. The ancient world was destroyed because of what? Ungodliness. And how close are we in this country of being destroyed because of ungodliness? Everywhere you look, it's just ungodly. The Bible is taken out of the schools, and the Bible is taken out of many churches. So many people do not carry a Bible to church anymore. Let me say this, that people who do carry a Bible, some of them have it's a perversion that's put up on the screen so that people can see something that they really don't know if it's the Bible or not. They're taking man's word for it, that it's the Word of God. And many times it's a perverted version or commentary of the Word of God. Many people carry a tablet to church now. They don't even bother carrying a Bible. And once again, just because something says it is a Bible or someone says that a book is the Bible, if it does not match up with what the Word of God says, the King James Bible, if it does not match up, if it takes out the blood of Christ, if it takes out the cross, if it takes out man's sin, that man is a sinner, if it removes man's responsibility of receiving Jesus Christ as Savior, then it is a perversion. And I'll say this, that anything that comes along that says it's going to be easier to understand this Bible than the King James Version is a lie. That is a perversion that says that if you get saved, when you get saved, the Bible says that the Holy Spirit will lead you into all truth, and you will be able to understand the Bible. That is, if you read the Bible, the King James Bible is the Word of God. And if you read that, you will understand what the Holy Spirit has for you. You won't understand all of it at once. You grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, that kind of gets off on something else here. And let's get back on our study here in 2 Peter and say this, that God's Word stands sure and strong. And I would remind you that when you go to church, you need to check up on the preacher. You need to check up on the preacher. And I don't care how well you know a preacher or the man of God, the teacher, or whoever it is. You need to have your Bible open and follow along and make sure that person is using the Word of God. And I encourage you to do that on this program as well. As you are listening, as you're reading along, make sure that this preacher is preaching the Word of God. 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 6 says this, "And turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overthrow, making them an example unto those that after should live ungodly." You're seeing this once again in judgment, and you're seeing something that's taking place here in the Scripture. You're seeing the righteousness of God. And look at the example of Sodom and Gomorrah in verse 6. Burned to ashes, it says. Bodies of ungodly people of Sodom and Gomorrah burned up. And we see that there's a warning there to ungodly teachers. Let's read it again. It says, "And turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned with them an overthrow, making them an example unto those that after should live ungodly." That's teaching us that we're to live godly lives. And especially, we need to understand that the Word of God is speaking to unsaved people, that they need to get things right with God. It's also speaking to the saved people, that they need to live godly lives. The Bible tells us that we're to come out from among this world. The world's ungodly, and we're to let people know that we are saved by the lives we live. Now notice in verses 7 through 9, 2 Peter chapter 2, "And delivered just Lot," now it's carrying on the idea of Sodom and Gomorrah here, "and delivered just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked." Now that's not talking about that Lot was the only one who got out of that area. It's saying that Lot was a just man. I don't care how ungodly we think he was, and of course he didn't have much of a testimony there in Sodom and Gomorrah. He didn't have any as far as I'm concerned. But it says there, he got delivered. He was just. He was a just man. And that means he was a saved man. He wasn't, we'll say living for the Lord as he should have been, but he was a saved man, and it says that he was vexed with the filthy conversation or behavior of the wicked. He let the world control him instead of him trying to let the Lord work through him to control the world. It says he was vexed with the filthy conversation or behavior of the wicked. It says, for that righteous man dwelling among them in seeing and hearing vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. When a Christian does something wrong, the Holy Spirit of God will convict him of something that is wrong. If he's doing something wrong, if he's not living for the Lord, he's going to be convicted in his heart, in his soul, in his being. If you name the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and you're living in sin, you're not serving God, you're living an ungodly life, and you claim to be saved, you'd better check up. You'd better make sure. You'd better ask Jesus Christ to make sure. Ask Him, Lord, show me. Help me, Lord. And I believe with all of my heart that just as Lot was vexed daily because of his behavior, as a saved person, he was acting ungodly. God convicted his heart. He knew that he was saved. He knew he was that he was righteous, but yet he was not doing the things of God, and he was convicted in his heart. The Holy Spirit of God will convict those today who are not living for Him, who name Him as their Savior. Well, verse 9 says this, "The Lord knoweth how to deliver the ungodly out of temptations, and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished." There is your godly, once again, godly. And there's your saved or your unsaved people. God knows how to deliver the godly out of temptation. If you're tempted, you need to ask God to help you through those temptations. He knows how to deliver us. He will deliver us if we call out to Him, but He also knows how to reserve the unjust until the day of judgment to be punished. Well, there's coming a day when the ungodly will be punished. They will be judged, and they're going to end up in the lake of fire with the devil. And don't think for one moment that God has created the lake of fire or hell for human beings. He did not create hell or the lake of fire for human beings. He created the lake of fire for the devil. And it's sad that people will end up in the lake of fire. Remember, God didn't create it for human beings. He created it for the devil. Human beings who refuse to receive Jesus Christ as Savior will end up there in the lake of fire because they have not trusted Jesus Christ as Savior. Don't ever get the idea that God is sending anybody to hell. The person who goes to hell is that person who refuses to listen to God to receive Jesus as Lord and Savior. Notice with me verses 7 and 8. God will deliver the godly, and punish the unjust, according to verses 7 through 9. Now, we've talked about that. Lot was oppressed by living in Sodom, and he was seeing and hearing the filthy conversation or conduct of the wicked, and we might say that it was rubbing off on him. Well, the Lord knows. He knows two things here, and we see that according to verse 9. He knows how to make a way of escape from temptation for the godly, and He also is showing us how to postpone judgment, punishment, until the time of judgment in verse 9 there. May God help us to live for the Lord Jesus Christ today and forever, because He bought us, He paid for us through His blood.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.